When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Get down. Jarrett Payton.
I hear my name again, and I'm like, who's calling me? So I look back at the people working, and it's not them. It's this guy that's sitting down right by the door, and he goes, Jarrett, man, I love you on The Score, man. It's so awesome. I was like, I'm going to be on at 9 o'clock. Tune in.
The Son of Sweetness.
One man, one career, one team for 200.
Walter Payton, 13 seasons for these. Deanna.
Who are the Chicago Bears?
The Bears, yes.
Sports anchor for WGN, former running back great.
Payton again, already two touchdowns. There it is. There's the touchdown. The Jarrett Payton Show today.
Jarrett Payton with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Jarrett Payton joins us now on the Aturo Hotline, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. And Jarrett, you are the perfect guest this morning, we've decided, because you had a chance to talk with Kevin Warren about a year ago. It was in February, I believe, and we were, you know, trying to talk about Ryan Poles and listening to what Kevin Warren had to say about it. And he said the guy's the general manager, he's going to be the general manager. But we were kind of going over what he said to you about Justin Fields. And he made it sound like Justin Fields was going to be the long-term Bears quarterback. And then we know about a month later they traded him. I'm just wondering if you remember that conversation, did it occur to you when they got rid of Fields that, oh, that's a little bit different. The team president sort of sounded like the guy might stick around. How does that kind of intersect with what he said about Ryan Poles, in your opinion?
Well, good morning, fellas. I do remember that conversation, sitting down with him and in that hotel kind of little lobby area. We had to find a little nook and cranny to kind of get the interview done. And yeah, Mully, I remember walking away just thinking about two things at that moment that were very pressing. One was Super Bowl's coming up. I'm in Vegas. I got to figure out what I'm going to put in my parlay. And then the second thing was just thinking about, wow, he really had some great things to say about Justin Fields, and where I felt confused about which direction are they going to go. I listened back to the interview not too long ago, just kind of going through it. And yeah, it just made me question, you know, what his thinking process was, but also that he has the right to change his mind. Mm-hmm. He's the guy in charge. And now stepping back and thinking about what I saw yesterday, and I posted this on X yesterday, just I came away the biggest takeaway from the interview was that Kevin Warren he's running the show. And to look at Ryan Poles look defeated sitting next to him, and listen, there's no shot at him at all. It just, you could see it on his face, body language, people that can read the room, read body language, all that stuff. I mean, it just was, he didn't seem like the same guy that I've seen sitting up on the podium taking, you know, questions and answering questions. And I've been really kind of vocal about that. I wanted to hear from him because throughout this process, especially through this losing streak, this is before Flus got fired. I wanted to hear from him. Yesterday, we didn't really get a chance to get the questions that I would like answered. And I know my colleagues were there trying their best to get the questions out there. But the press conference wasn't long enough for them to be able to get those questions out. So I think I walked away with a little bit more questions in my head, trying to figure out when we'll ever get those answers.
Since the end of the Lions game and everything that's happened since that point, Jarrett, I just wonder if, as somebody who obviously loves the franchise, is familiar with the way the Bears do business, what's happened since that point, how much has that maybe damaged your confidence or affected your belief that they can get this next phase right?
I don't know if you saw, Dave, but as soon as the game ended, I came upstairs and just put my phone on, and I don't normally react after games like that. I normally take a few days, but it was just too pressing for me not to. And so I don't know. I think on Twitter, I don't know if it's at 200,000 views. I know Instagram, it blew up, and my wife was looking at me and she was like, "What did you say on this video?" And I was like, "I was just saying how I felt about the situation. I'm passionate. I don't know if I'm just trying to figure out the structure and how they're going to go about this. I think more Bears fans, when I pose the question, do they have faith that they'll get this right? The majority of the people, what it was a yes or no answer, the thing said no. A lot of people are saying they don't believe that they'll get it right. They have to get it right now. And I think we're the power dynamics at the top are a little bit different, just with Kevin Warren being inserted into the situation now and into the equation. I also look at how much of, you know, this decision he's going to have, and how much Ryan, I would really like Ryan to have the final say and what it comes down to it, because that's what I was excited for when he was hired. Now that seems to be shifted a little bit, and I think some of the power has been taken maybe away from him. That's just how it seems, and I want him to have the final say, but this is his opportunity. There's been a lot of questions that I've had on, you know, I think we've all had on just different guys that they've brought into the organization, coaches that they brought into the organization, to players that he's made moves to get that didn't work out. Offensive line that hasn't been fixed yet since he's been here. So there's been questions that I've had, but I've always looked at him as a football guy. And so when it comes to what he came from in KC, I'm hoping with this, he can get this right. Am I a little bit concerned? I'm more concerned that he thought that bringing Eberflus back was the right choice. That gets me a little bit. I saw in my heart that this was the perfect time to make that cut and start to line this thing up in a right way from a president standpoint, a GM standpoint, and a new head coach. To me, it just seemed perfect. And you also have the new franchise quarterback that you brought in, your first overall pick. So I thought that would have been the perfect time to kind of marry this thing together. And bringing Eberflus back just really kind of threw it off. So to say all that, yeah, I probably am a little bit concerned that they can get it right. But that's what we're here for, to watch.
Well, I mean, let's be honest about it. We've talked quite a bit about the fact that Thomas Brown is now the head coach And the guy in 18 days went from being the passing game coordinator to the offense coordinator to the head coach. And somehow he interviewed with them, and they did not choose him to be the offensive coordinator. They chose Shane Waldron. Now they had the sense to bring him onto the staff. But if they hold him in such high esteem now, what was different about his interview? What didn't they see? You know, were they content to bring in an offensive coordinator who wasn't good in front of the room because he didn't bring any threat to the head coach? I'm being honest about that.
The more Thomas Brown succeeds, the more you wonder about the judgment of the man who didn't hire him.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. That's where you're going. That's where I was going to go with it, David, because if you think about this, and I keep going back and forth about how the organization has, and this is no shot. It's just how they've catered to Caleb Williams, and rightfully so. I'm a big Caleb believer, but a lot of moves, it seems like there's moves that has been made to kind of maybe, you know, cater his way, and then some that make no sense, kind of like not trying to really shore up an offensive line for a rookie quarterback that's coming into the league that you want to have success with. But I do think about that because the first time when I really heard when Cliff Kingsbury came up, I was like, man, this makes too much sense. Like, both these guys have a relationship together. I like the way that Cliff calls plays. I was like, maybe this is going to be perfect. Like, if they're going to cater to anything, they're going to cater to, you know, bring in the guy that Caleb has a good relationship with, and it didn't happen. And I think I was thinking that too. Were they thinking that if things did go south, that people were going to start calling for the offensive coordinator, if the offense is successful, to take over? Well, lo and behold, we're in that position right now. Cliff Kingsbury, but with a guy, Thomas Brown, who's getting an opportunity. And I hats off to Thomas Brown for what he's kind of had to go through over the last month and a half. Like, things have been crazy for him, but the way that he's handled himself in front of the media, the way that I think he's commanded respect from that Bears locker room, to the relationship that he's created with Caleb Williams in a short period of time, I give him a lot of credit, and I think it's going to be hard for him to do all this. I mean, he's getting everything in the kitchen sink thrown at him, and now he's got to manage a team. But his character and the way that he carries himself, I think, is going to give him an opportunity. So the final five games, I hope he does the best, whether it's to get the job here or to get a job somewhere else to set himself up. I think this is his opportunity, just like guys on the football field that are trying to put good film out there because you never know where the next job can come. This is his opportunity, but it's been a lot thrown at him, but I think he can actually handle it.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
What was your opinion of what Jalen Johnson had to say post-game in the locker room and maybe what role that played? And just overall, Jarrett, what this Bears team has become in terms of having so many loud players.
Yeah, I've been hearing you guys talk about that. This is a, you know, I go back, I was so young when I think about the 85 Bears, but after winning the Super Bowl, I just remember having conversations with my dad about, you know, when I got older in high school, I was like, Dad, like you guys were all having like all these deals. And the reason why it struck me, because we had these Honda, the scooters, like we had like seven of them in our garage. And I'm like, Dad, where did you get all these? And he was talking about the deals that he was getting right after the Super Bowl and how everybody was getting deals and everybody was had radio shows and offensive linemen had TV shows. I was like, holy cow. That's after they had success.
Right.
We're seeing that now without having that success on the football field. And so as a fan, as a person that covers this team, I really enjoy hearing guys get out there and saying how they feel and getting the realness. And I think that's when we really started to see this season, and with guys being on these airwaves, that we started to hear that, you know, there were some issues going on in that locker room, and there was some division. And it makes it even clearer when you're hearing people speak every single week. And so listening to Coach Wanstead talk about keep the main thing, I think from here on out, those guys have their requirements to speak. I get that. They're getting paid. I get that. But I'm hoping that they can rein it in a little bit and focus on the task at hand of the next five games. And I also think about not only with Thomas Brown trying to figure out his life, but there's coaches in that organization right now too that are thinking about their future. So there's a lot going on where I don't know how they go about. Matt Eberflus lost his job, 6-game losing skid, right? Multiple coaching mistakes throughout this streak that we could all talk about, that we have been talking about. But this weekend is a great opportunity to end that streak. And if they don't, we actually could see this thing pile out to an 11-game losing streak. It could go that way as well by the end of the season. I have a hard time believing that when I think about it, yes, Ryan Poles is not coaching. He bought the groceries for Matt Eberflus to be able to have a better squad. And you look at the roster, it is better than it was. But he's going to absorb some of that blame as well. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays itself out, going back to what we talked about first. And that was Kevin Warren kind of giving his vote of confidence to Ryan Poles to maybe at the end of all this, if it goes bad, to be able to, I don't know, maybe change his mind and go another direction.
You know, we talked a little bit about the difficulty of the division, and there's a couple of statistics out there that underscore it. Mike Sando from The Athletic wrote that that not since the NFL AFL merger in 1970 has a division dominated by this many points per game. The Lions, the Packers, the Vikings, and the Bears have been within points of all of them, but the points per game are overwhelming, and it's really a difficult division. Not only that, but the NFL sent out a Pro Bowl update. There are no Bears in the top 10 voting at any position. 19 Lions, 14 Packers, 12 Vikings.
Oh, my gosh.
It is just like the division is a monster and will be good for years to come, and is something that, you know, when you come in here, you're in last place, and you're trying to take the North, if I may steal it.
You're trying to take the North, Molly, but there's also some other factors here, and I really think that this is when they talked about a sought-after job, the most, like,
yep,
the best job in the
NFL,
I'm all for that. I believe all that, because we're talking about one of the founding franchises of the NFL, and there's so much here that people want to bring back. And I think that hence the reason why Caleb really kind of put it on his shoulders, because he wanted to wear that Superman cape and get this organization back to, you know, where it is. I do believe, though, in a little bit of some of the stuff that Calvert was talking about early on, when some of that stuff was coming out that, you know, maybe his camp didn't want to come to Chicago or, you know, be drafted by Chicago. I believe some of that was true just by some of the conversations that I've had. So when I think about this, not only do they have that to tackle with, but they also have the mystique now of what the organization has been. There hasn't been a lot of winning here in this city when it comes to the Bears. So that next head coach, whoever it is, has to not only navigate the division, but they also have to navigate things that they're probably hearing from their circles and other circles about the organization. And so getting things back right, it's not going to be easy. So you're going to not only have to sell how tough it's going to be, but you're also going to have to sell, you're going to have to sell yourself to whoever's going to be the next head coach. And someone's got to be a strong-minded man to be able to come in here, to be able to figure it out, but also fit into the power dynamic that we're starting to see shape out. And can they make that work? I don't know who the right guy is for that job, but I know there's guys that want that job. My phone's been ringing about people that are interested in that job. So we'll just have to wait and see how this all shakes out. But I don't think they need a firm. No more firms to figure this thing out. Like,
what about Peyton and Sons?
If anybody needs my help, they know where to find me. It's easy to find me. But I'll say this, and I told you guys this before. If there are some people within your organization that have played for this organization that you trust, that have helped you win championships, that you trust, that are still in tune with the NFL to this day, pick up the phone and call them and have them come in and have some type of small advisory group. A guy like Olin Krutz.
Sure.
A guy like Mike Singletary. Guys that are still tapped into the league. If that's what you want to do, bring guys that have helped this organization get back to, if they want to get back, bring them in and maybe advise with them a little bit of what they see, the guys that are tapped in. I believe because going through the searches with these firms, that hasn't worked. It hasn't worked. So we have to start changing things up to change the dynamics of this organization moving forward. We can't keep doing the exact same thing. And right now we're teetering on that. We're teetering right there. Like, we're in the middle of keep doing what we've done or going the direction that everybody was hoping we were going to go this season. And that trajectory is higher. We wanted to go higher. We're not there yet, but we got to make the right decisions moving forward.
Jared, great stuff. Really appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Jared.
No problem, guys. Take care.
That is Jared Payton.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.